Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Texas, they might actually be in Austin. I'm not entirely positive what time they landed, but I know that they're down there. They will be broadcasting live tomorrow and Sunday from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we'll tell you about that later. But first, Johnson, there's a story that apparently has...
Wait, who? It's supposed to be Danica, right?
It's supposed to be Danica, but it's Johnson this week.
Yeah, there's just a sickness that's going around this area that's just taking people out left and right.
Yeah, everybody I know has either had it or knows someone that does.
I'm still mildly getting over it, so I may be making use of the cough button that we have here in studio occasionally tonight. But, she's sick, and, you know, I was sick last night, and it's just a disaster.
Yeah, so there's a story that has got the internet abuzz about apparently some lobbyist guy named Patrick Moore, supposedly a lobbyist for Monsanto, was doing an interview with French television, a channel called Canal Plus, and he's talking about some chemical that's in Roundup pesticide, saying that it's safe to drink. And the headlines are, Monsanto lobbyist refuses to drink pesticide that he claims to be safe. So I've got a clip. It's about 45 seconds here. So let me just play this for you. And then there's news about this guy, and it might surprise you.
I do not believe that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
You want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. But not really, but...
Not really?
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Ah, okay, so you...
No, but I know...
So it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
No, people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans, no.
Okay, so he says it's not dangerous to humans, but he refuses to drink it and says, I'm not stupid. There's about 15 more seconds here to where the...
I don't know, tequila's not dangerous to humans, and I don't really want to drink that because it tastes terrible.
True, but let's just hear the last 15 seconds of this interview.
So are you ready to drink one glass of
No, I'm not an idiot. Interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, then it's finished. Then the interview is finished.
That's a good way to solve things.
Yeah. You're a complete jerk.
So he tells the interviewer, you're a complete jerk, gets up, pulls the lav mic off of his jacket, and walks away. So what do you think could possibly be the shocking truth about this man, Johnson?
I have no idea.
Well, according to Newsweek, Patrick Moore is not now nor has ever been a paid lobbyist for Monsanto. That, according to Sharla Lord, a spokesperson for Monsanto. Yes, Moore's bumbling defense of the herbicide Roundup on French television's Canal Plus spectacularly backfired, and his defense of the herbicide is especially noteworthy in light of the fact that last week the World Health Organization classified glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, as a probable carcinogen. But does that make Moore a Monsanto lobbyist? Apparently not. Instead, Patrick Moore is a former Greenpeace member and an ecology PhD with an unusual history.
So this interview is entirely faked, essentially, is what you're saying.
No, the interview wasn't fake. The headlines associated with the interview were fake.
Well, wait a minute. Was the interviewer aware that this guy didn't work for Monsanto? Do we know?
As far as I know, yes. The guy was there to talk about something else, but he started defending this glyphosate. And he was like, oh, by the way, I've got some. Would you like to drink it?
Right.
But no, this guy is somehow associated with Greenpeace, or at least formerly associated with Greenpeace, and has a doctorate in ecology. He, according to Newsweek, is an ardent proponent of genetically modified crops and a vocal skeptic of man-made climate change. In 2014, he testified to the U.S. Senate that there is no scientific proof that humans are driving global warming. In 2010, Moore became a controversial figure for his work on an environmental sustainability report for Asian Pulp and Paper, an Indonesian company derided by groups like World Wildlife Fund for, among other things, threatening endangering Sumatran orangutans and tiger habitats. Moore's report came back glowing, and he said he was engaged in world-class sustainable forest management, according to The Guardian. Moore is seen by some environmentalists as the most brazen of the spin doctors they face.
What's his first name?
His first name is Patrick.
Patrick Moore. Okay.
Patrick Moore. So what
he sounds to me in this the interview, his voice sounds to me a lot like William H. Macy, if you know that actor from... like Pleasantville and...
Yes, and, the father in Pleasantville.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sounded like I was listening, I'm like, is that William H. Macy?
No, anyway. It's Patrick Moore.
Patrick Moore.
This is something that really annoys me. I guess you could say it is one of my pet peeves, mm-hmm. and Mark Edge likes to say that I have so many peeves I could start a petting farm. But when people spread false information without fact-checking...
Right.
And then getting on people when they do fact check, and they're like, oh, you're government shill because you're saying blah, blah.
Right.
So, you know, the headlines, even a headline from Time.
Right.
You know, formerly a magazine, now just a website. The headline from Time was, quote, watch a Monsanto lobbyist claim a weed killer is safe to drink, but then refuse to drink it.
Right.
Headline from Time.
Right.
So, you know, when Time Magazine has a headline, who's to question that?
Well, like, now, here's a question.
Who's going to start fact-checking
that? Is that headline, well, I guess that's now just a website. Is it not a magazine? When did they turn into just a website anyway?
A little over a year ago, I believe.
Oh, see, I
end of 2013, I believe, is when they got rid of the print magazine.
I used to be annoyed at the fact that Time Magazine would print a different headline for, and I guess they could still do this online, but they would print a different headline for news that they would publish to the United States versus news that they would publish to different countries.
Yeah, and they would have different covers.
Yep.
So now Time has changed their headline to say, watch a GMO advocate claim a weed killer is safe, but then refuse to drink it.
Right.
So, you know, apparently Time got the memo.
Yeah.
That, you know, this was being reported falsely. But what do you think? You can call in 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. We also have the Skype. So if you have Skype on your computer, cell phone, any mobile device, really, you can Skype in to the show. LRN.FM is the Skype username. Of course, you will need to send a contact request first. And then we can accept that and then get you on. The reason for sending the contact request is so that we can message you to find out what your topic is and where you are calling from. Because we don't want to just take calls blindly. And coming up later, Johnson, you've got something interesting about the Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
And apparently one of the members of the Duck Dynasty has...
He's still making news.
...some kind of weird fantasy about raping and murdering an atheist family?
Yes.
So you'll tell us about that. And we also have Christopher Cantwell from ChristopherCantwell.com joining. And
regrets to inform you.
No, it's not regret. I'm just congested. So, you know,
No. I'm just, you know, being self-deprecating and, you know, making fun of myself for the audience. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, you do that. And there was a reason that Johnson wanted to have you on. And we can figure that out later on in the show. And, of course, your call.
I'm sure it'll become apparent very quickly.
Whatever is on your mind. 855-4... The SACL, or no, it's not the SACL CAA. That's the toll free call in line. Call in your thoughts about anything. This is Free Talk Live online, freetalklive.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming, but is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it, I got a life insurance policy. And I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Ed, we will get to you in just a second. But first, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, Ed, in California, you want to talk about laws and, I believe, habeas corpus? What's on your mind?
Yes. Yes, yes, habeas corpus. I've been, involved in all this as a volunteer over at Actions for Justice, AXJ. I don't know if you're familiar with us, but we've been on the Internet since 98, basically, and we're one of the largest growing civil and political rights organizations around the world. And we believe, and we go back to Roman times. The habeas corpus came when somebody would be arrested in Roman times, and all you know, they would request is bring me before the judge, bring me before the judge. And that's what the judges would say. And immediately upon the arrest, they would be taken to a Roman judge. He would analyze the circumstances of the arrest and decide whether it was a lawful arrest or not. Habeas corpus then trickled down through the Magna Carta into English law, into Spanish law, into European law, into all systems, legal systems. And it was the basis foundation where a person could request a judicial review of their arrest. Okay.
And now, don't people now have the ability to before a court?
It was suspended. It has been suspended a few times in the American constitutional system. Lincoln suspended it, I believe. Bush suspended it with 9/11. And so, therefore, ultimately right now.
So everybody that gets arrested never goes before a judge.
We never have that opportunity to discuss whether the arrest was legal, lawful, or unlawful.
And well, that's different than saying whether or not somebody has a right to go to a judge. You're saying that because there is no habeas corpus, then nobody can go before a judge. But there are people that go to judges all the time.
Yes,
I'm not sure that that's his point. He's saying
the arrest was lawful or unlawful.
Right. It sounds to me what he's saying is not that people don't go in front of judges. It's that the government is asserting the authority to deny you access to a judge, right?
Exactly. You're arrested by a police officer, simply their word, hearsay. There's no evidence whatsoever. You're arrested. They said you committed a crime. You're saying, no, I didn't. You're saying to a judge, show me the evidence. Show me the evidence that I committed that crime. They don't have to show you anything. You're locked up.
Right. So, and at this point, I mean, even if they do bring you before a judge, it effectively doesn't mean anything anyway, because it's just, they bring you before a judge, and the judge says, well, the police officer said you did it, so I guess you're going to jail.
You did it. That's it. That's what we got in the United States right now.
Well, I mean, I think that we sort of have this throughout the world and sort of always have, haven't we? I mean, hasn't it always been the case?
No, not around the world. Listen, I was in Spain. I requested an habeas corpus I've lived in Spain for 20 years. I've lived in Europe. And I was unlawfully retained. They held me because they confused me with somebody else. I told them, look, I'm not that person, and I want you habeas corpus. They immediately, in 4 hours, brought me before a judge. The judge heard my side of the story, heard the police's side of the story, and he realized that I was the wrong individual, and they immediately released me. They turned me free.
Okay, but that's a situation where that's a case of mistaken identity. I mean, if you are brought, let me just say, so like you're in Spain and a police officer accuses you of possessing drugs and brings you before a judge and says, judge, he possessed drugs.
Right.
And then you're going to jail, buddy.
That's right. You're going to jail. That's right. But in Spain, no. In Spain, they arrest you. You immediately say habeas corpus. They take you before the judge, and the judge immediately decides whether the evidence the police officer has is enough to prove the crime or not. So if the police officer can't establish the fact that you were in possession of this drug, that you actually bought this drug, you were consuming this drug, or whatever, you go free.
Yeah, but he's going to establish it.
Right.
Like he's going to go in there and he's going
to
say,
yeah. How does he establish
it?
He did it. I saw it.
He has to have more evidence and witnesses. It's not
so if he goes in there with a bag of cocaine and says, this is the bag of cocaine I found it with, you're not going to jail in Spain?
Nope.
That's amazing.
He hasn't established how I obtained it, who I obtained it from, when I obtained it, and all that. It's just hearsay. His word against mine. And the hearsay has no value in Spain.
This is hearsay, and I'd like some other people from Spain to call in and collaborate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you get caught with cocaine in Spain, you go to jail.
It also depends on the wording of the statute. There are some places to where the word knowingly is placed in the statute, to where if you did not knowingly do something, they have to let you go.
Exactly.
So it's not necessarily this, you know, like, special word that you can say in court and get off scot-free. There are many circumstances that go into this other than just saying a magic word.
I had no idea that bag of cocaine was in my pocket.
Of course there are. But I'm just saying that hearsay, if an officer does not have witnesses, does not have evidence outside of himself, it's null and void. It's just hearsay. It's his words against mine. And that's
well, so we had that
court.
Law here in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, so you're part of some legal advocacy group that's trying to establish the Spanish system here. Is that the idea?
No. We're just trying to apply the American Constitution, which had the habeas corpus. Any citizen in the United States could immediately apply to the first court of competent jurisdiction, just say habeas corpus, and there has to be a hearing on the motives and reasons for the arrest and the legality of the arrest and the witnesses and everything. And there is none. There is none in the United States. It's disappeared.
So can you tell me where in the U.S. Constitution the word
habeas corpus? It's in the Constitution.
I don't know, you know, chapter and verse here myself, but it is.
It's in the Constitution. It's always in the Constitution.
I know that it is.
It's suspended by Bush. It's suspended by Lincoln in the Civil War, obviously. And Mr. Lincoln killed a lot of people, a lot of innocent people in that war, you know, that we forget about.
So I just pulled it up. It's Article 1, Section 9. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless, when in case of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it.
Exactly.
So
there's an
unless in there, and they can make up any reason and claim that it fits within their unless. So I say that the Constitution is bunk and it is completely meaningless because the Constitution does not protect rights.
Ed, what do you think about the other day we were talking about having a constitutional convention, propose some amendments, straighten this thing out. What do you think?
Sure, of course. The people of this country are the ones in charge, not Congress, not those people, those 500 idiots there. No, we're in charge. The problem is we don't know how to organize this. We can organize our own courts, our own system. We don't need the attorney generals. We don't need all this crap. All we need is grand juries, 25 people, to decide. These are the facts. Send it over to the sheriff's department or the law enforcement department. Say, I want these and these and these individuals arrested because this is what they've done to this country. Okay, and I don't care if they're in power or not. I don't care if they're president or they're whoever. If they're not following the law and the Constitution, which is the highest law of the land, all these guys should be arrested. I'll tell you more than that. Okay, AXJ. And they
hold on, Ed. We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back. I know you've got more that you want to say. There's more that I want to hear, and I've got questions. So we'll be back in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, you've got Daryl
Cantwell
and Johnson.
And we will go back to Ed, who is calling in California, or calling from California, talking about habeas corpus and the fact that he believes it needs to be reinstated, because in other countries you can just say the words habeas corpus and, you know, like presto, bango, abracadabra, you go before a judge.
Like a Harry Potter spell against the law.
And if the police officer or whomever did the arrest does not have evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that you did what you were arrested for, they have to let you go on the spot.
I don't know that he's making the case that it's got to be evidence beyond a reasonable doubt at the you know, arraignment hearing.
That's what it sounds like, but we will let Ed explain.
That's the way it should be. Yep, that's the way it should be. That's the way I personally have experienced it, and that's the way it
beyond a reasonable doubt. At arraignment.
Beyond a reasonable doubt. Yes, for the judge to decide that. See, now the police officer can say what he wants, but if he doesn't have the evidence, he can't prove what he's saying, that's it. You walk free. That's habeas corpus.
Let me ask you something. So we have, look, you mentioned that habeas corpus has sort of been around for a long time. You mentioned the Magna Carta.
Roman. Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, prior to the founding of the United States and that sort of thing, so, you know, habeas corpus has sort of been around for a long time, but people did get burned as heretics in certain times,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, they did.
It would seem to me that even when this idea was, you know, first brought about, it wasn't panning out so well back then either, right?
No. Habeas corpus has been around since Roman times. That was the whole issue here, that a police officer, it was your word against his, okay? But who would decide the matter, the police officer or you? No, there had to be a third party, which was the judge, and that's what the Romans instituted. They said, okay, bring that body before the judge. That's what you have to do, and let the judge decide if it's a lawful or unlawful detention.
So when would you say that habeas corpus ended? In the United States.
No, it still should be active in the United States.
No, it should be. I'm not talking about should be. I'm talking about reality.
Okay, reality, no. Bush suspended it with the Patriot Act.
So you think Bush suspended it?
Yes. And Bush has a lot of interest in all this, and we all know what governments are doing and what the United States government is
doing. So like Chris's example, what happened when the witches and the Salem witch trials were like, habeas corpus?
No, let's even come more recent than the witches at the Salem witch trial. What about the Japanese Americans that were sent to internment camps during World War II? Did they have habeas corpus?
No. That was all suspended back then, too. I mean, that was war. You're talking about war there. You're talking about a war situation. Yeah.
Okay,
are
you advocating that people should just be locked up when habeas corpus is suspended? And under should it be suspended?
I'm advocating that the right to habeas corpus should never be suspended. Only two causes, rebellion, and the other one was internal. I forgot what the other
invasion.
One. Invasion. There we go.
The case that we're sort of trying to make here, Ed, I think, is that we've got these legal concepts that don't seem to have worked out so well over the course of history, and I think it's time to start looking at options that we haven't thought of yet. If you're going to try to reinstitute an ancient legal precedent that had existed during the internment of the Japanese, that it had existed during the Salem witch trials, that has existed when people were being burned as heretics in Old England, that it doesn't seem to have been working out so well, and sort of clinging to those concepts does not seem like a plan for success. You see what I'm getting at?
Well, yes and no. I can agree with you in part, but in part no, because the thing is, right now, it's not instituted, and there's no one judge that will decide the facts of the arrest itself, see? If you're arrested, okay, and they came up with the Miranda rights, okay, Miranda wasn't read his rights, he didn't know, he talked to the police, and he didn't have his right to remain silent. Okay, that's one case. But they've gone beyond that now. They don't even have to read you your rights anymore. They don't have to tell you anything. They just arrest you, and they throw you in jail. They don't even give you your free call to anybody else, and they do what they want based on hearsay. That is something that should be eliminated. The only way to eliminate that is
to eliminate government.
Well, that's another alternative, but unfortunately we're stuck with that for a while. But okay, I'm going to this point. If we don't follow the Constitution, what else do we have? It's the supreme law of the land, okay? And especially with regards to the Second Amendment. This is what really irks me, okay? I'm not a gun lover. I mean, I've had guns. I have the right to have a gun, to own a gun. Okay, fine. I'm not pro-violence or anything like this, but don't touch my right. It's a constitutional right. So if somebody takes away my First Amendment right, which is the right to free speech, government can't do that, right? They can't make any law regarding free speech. But how about my right to possess a firearm, okay, and protect myself, protect my family? I think any politician right now in government that does not protect and defend and uphold the Second Amendment should resign immediately. Right now,
what about those that don't protect the First Amendment?
Better yet, they should resign immediately. All those politicians.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, I don't have a problem with torches, pitchforks, tar, and feathers. I mean, if that's what it takes to get these people back into line, I'd just far prefer them not to do those things. All we need to do
is together, grand juries, 25 people, and say, okay, this politician has said he doesn't support the Second Amendment, gone. Right now, resign, or impeach them.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get a grand jury together. We're going to indict President Barack Obama. We're going to send the county sheriff to get him.
Barack Obama, I've seen him shooting a rifle, and I don't know about his Second Amendment right. I think he supports it.
What about all of the illegal wars that Barack Obama is having the military do? What about all of the innocent civilians?
Congress is the one that has to decide whether we go to war or not, right?
Okay, so we get the county sheriff to arrest Congress?
Well, why not? We get a grand jury together, and we say, look, these people are fighting unlawful wars. They're deciding on wars, on creating wars that American people don't want.
When we can't add
people. We have
no, I'm on board. I say we arrest Congress.
People? Come
He's
on.
Right.
I'm with him on that, but, Ed, we have grand juries that will not even indict police officers that murder people in the middle of a street. So how do
there
you think that you're going to...
There must not be enough evidence. There must not be enough evidence. Or they're threatened.
I'm pretty sure there was a video.
There was an article written by a former prosecutor that said that it's easier to indict a ham sandwich than a police officer
right. Because
a grand jury will do whatever the prosecutor tells them to do. And a prosecutor, especially in cases where it's a government agent, they will overload them with evidence. What they're supposed to find out is there clear and convincing evidence to bring a charge, but yet they confuse them and make them think that they're trying to find evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. So I support the whole idea of arresting everybody that's a federal agent. Completely support it. I don't think it's ever going to happen using grand juries.
No, I say we let's convene a grand jury here in Keene. We'll get 25 people together, okay? And let's indict the entire Congress, and we'll bring our indictment to the Cheshire County Sheriff, and we'll go have him go to Washington D.C. and he will arrest 535 members of Congress
He doesn't have competent jurisdiction to arrest in Washington. We have to go to Washington. And it has to be the police in Washington that does this. Okay.
Okay, so...
But if we can get a grand jury in Washington, okay, to decide...
So how do you just create your own grand jury? How does that happen?
How?
Yes, how do you create your own grand jury?
Convene it wherever we want to convene it. In Washington, okay, there's evidence or there's facts or evidence that certain individuals in Congress in power are working against the Constitution somehow and trying to overthrow the Constitution. It's written, it's a document, and they're not supporting the Constitution. Okay, and then just we convene the grand jury to decide the facts. That's it.
Now, Ed, you are aware of the group down in Texas, the Republic of Texas, where they created their own courts, they made up their own subpoenas and summonses, and sent these out to people purporting them to be official legal documents. They wound up getting arrested for committing fraud. Do you think that the same thing would happen to the grand jury that is created by Ed in California?
Okay, who arrested them for fraud?
There was some state trooper, I believe it was. Ed, thank you so much for the call. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also on Skype, lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl Cantwell and Johnson. And we'll take your calls about anything.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We had an interesting conversation with Ed in California. He did bring up some really good points of, you know, like Congress isn't following the Constitution. The president isn't following the Constitution. Yeah, well, they've not really been doing that for, I don't know, maybe like 200 years or so. So, you know, like, why now do we finally, and, you know, there's always the question of, you know, well, why do you wait? And I do realize that it's one of those things to where it's the snowball going down a hill to where each new snowflake isn't just an addition, it's a multiplication to the initial snowball. So by the time it gets to the bottom, it's a lot bigger than it was at the top. So, you know, ultimately, yeah, you do have to do something, but I don't think that creating your own grand juries and attempting to citizens arrest members of Congress is really going to do anything, because you've got people that think that their system has legitimacy and they're going to arrest you for trying to arrest them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you go and you try to arrest Congress that people are going to shoot at you.
Yes, and I guess that most of them would be Capitol Police. Some of them might be people that work for Congress that are not necessarily police.
Some of them might be congressmen.
True, true. Although,
I bet
if
those
you go
guys
into
have a
their
far
chamber,
I bet those guys have a far easier time getting a concealed weapons permit in Washington, D.C. than I would.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do have something that is somewhat related. It's from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Norm Singleton, who worked for years as the legislative director for former Representative Ron Paul, provided a very revealing account on Tuesday of the terrible way the USA Patriot Act was moved quickly to passage by a huge majority of votes in the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate in October of 2001. Singleton was talking to some sort of subcommittee of people that work for Congress. Like, you know, he wasn't actually talking to a congressional committee. I watched the video. I'll post the link on the Facebooks, the Twitters, and the Google Pluses for Free Talk Live so that you can, you know, find that, watch the video for yourself.
You can't have Facebooks. You can't have Facebooks that's against their terms of service, Daryl. You're breaking the contract.
I just like to pluralize things that generally aren't pluralized, like Skypes.
Yeah.
Anything involved with the internet, because Daryl
had the internet. I want there to be multiple internets.
I do too.
I want there to be as many internets as there are people.
There are in fact many internets if we actually like lowercase the I.
Right.
Wait, what?
If the I is lowercase, then there are actually a great many interconnected networks, which is what internets are. The internet, when we refer to the internet, we're referring to a very specific
internet of
network.
Internets.
Yes.
So that's supposed to be a capital I? I never knew that.
Yeah, when you say the internet, you should capitalize the I.
Right. I never knew that, and I don't think I've ever actually seen it capitalized.
Almost nobody does it.
Right.
But when you say the internet, you're referring to something's name, the name of a particular institution, as it were.
So if I say the Johnson Rice, then that's...
Then it's a fictitious thing that I'm going to use in lowercase in court.
And say it in all capitals, because he's a corporation and he's a cop.
Yeah, if it's in all caps, then it's not a real person. But if I do something and use a colon and brackets, then somehow it is, you know.
Because you understand. That means you stand under their jurisdiction, man.
Yeah. So anyway, Norma Singleton, a man that I've actually met and hung out with, he's a very nice guy. He was talking to some committee made up of people that work for members of Congress.
What use is that?
What use is what?
He's a very nice guy.
Well, he's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy. Why is he nice? Did he like buy you a cup of coffee? Did you rub your shoulders? What?
No, no. Just like he's pleasant to be around.
Okay.
He will have a conversation with you about pretty much anything, and he's not one of these libertarians that's like, oh, you watch football, so therefore you're supporting the slave state. Blah blah blah. Like, you know, he'll actually watch a football game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, football is nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, let me continue here. Singleton, who is currently the vice president of policy at the Campaign for Liberty, made the comments as a panelist in a Washington, D.C. congressional briefing regarding the Surveillance State Repeal Act introduced this week by Representative Mark Pocan and Thomas Macy from Wisconsin and Kentucky, respectively. Singleton explained not only was the USA Patriot Act rushed through, but members of the House of Representatives literally did not have time to read the bill before it was voted on. There was a version different from that which passed out of the Judiciary Committee that was introduced. He says, quote, I believe the morning of the bill's consideration in Rules Committee, and then the vote was less than maybe 3 or 4 hours afterwards. And you're talking about a bill this large that's not even available on the internet until almost right before the vote. There's no way that a single member of Congress who voted for the bill could say, I know what I was doing when I voted for this bill.
And how long ago did the downsized D.C. Foundation, how long ago was it that they actually came up with this Read the Bills Act that has gone absolutely nowhere?
About 10 years.
Yeah.
They were formed in either 03 or 04.
I mean, this is how little engagement there is of the general American public with their government. It's generally a known fact that your government doesn't even read the bills that they're passing. Like, the laws that are going into effect, no one's reading them. No one cares.
Not only is no one reading them, but some of them, they are impossible to read. And I say impossible to read not because of the length, but because they reference so many other statutes,
right,
and they don't actually say what they're going to do. They just say, amend section this, that, the other thing, part 37B to change the word and to or and add this, and then the director shall make a policy regarding. So they pass these things where they're not even the ones that are writing the policies right. that are to be implemented. So even if you do read the, you know, 1,000-page of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, there's no way to know what it was actually going to do because there are literally dozens of times that it refers to as prescribed by the secretary, referring to Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Right.
So Norm Singleton continues here. He says, afterwards, looking at the bill, one of the things that we noticed in our office was that a lot of the bill was very familiar. It was stuff that the Justice Department had on a wish list of increased powers that they were unable to get through a Republican Congress in the 90s. They took advantage of never let a crisis go to waste. They took their wish list off the shelf and packaged it as anti-terrorism. There were members on the floor during the debate actually saying, if we don't pass this law immediately, there's going to be a series of terrorist attacks. So, you know, this explains why we no longer have habeas corpus, if it ever really existed in the first place. And Chris, I think you made a good, compelling point that maybe it did not exist in the American colonies because there were people that were burned as witches. There were other people that were, you know, killed for various other reasons, various offenses, whether guilty or not. Just somebody said they were, and all right, kill them.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't possibly have evidence, right? You could not possibly have had clear and convincing, much less beyond a reasonable doubt evidence, that somebody was a witch, right? That is not a situation where you possibly could have proven that, you know?
She didn't float.
If his statement is that it can't be hearsay, well, then how would someone be executed for heresy, right? You can't prosecute someone for something that they said against the doctrine of the church without someone coming in saying, I heard him say that. It's one of these legal precedents that, you know, is sort of done to give some false air of legitimacy to a legal system that says, no, we're not just throwing you in a cage because we feel like it. We have all of these procedures behind it.
Yeah, and one thing that I guess some people that support the whole, you know, government system would say is, well, that was a private trial to where you had, you know, someone that went before the church. They were found guilty in the church's court. They weren't found guilty in government court. So that was different. You don't have rights in private court.
Well, the separation of church and state is a more recent phenomenon than that, I believe. The government court was the church court, and vice versa.
To some extent, in some places. So, you know, like there were some places where obviously the church was not the state government, and some places to where the state government was not the church. But we will take your calls about anything in hour two coming up after the news, 855 450 free, or on the Skypes, LRN.FM. And if you have Skype, use it. So.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.